As a chairperson, thank you so much. This is such a fundamental issue coming from the UDHR through many international statements, including the one currently being quoted, which is Article 11 of the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. I wish to draw attention and request that member states and the Secretariat consider the committee's general comments number 4 and number 7 on the right to adequate housing, in which they clarified that adequate housing includes protection against forced evictions and the arbitrary destruction and demolition of one's home, the right to be free from arbitrary interference with one's home, privacy, and family, the right to choose one's residence to determine where to live, and to freedom of movement. And this includes security of tenure, housing, land, and property restitution, equal and non-discriminatory access to adequate housing, participation in housing-related decision-making at the national and community levels, and that adequate housing includes, among other things, basic supply and availability of services such as safe drinking water, adequate sanitation, energy for cooking, heating, lighting, food storage, and refuse disposal, affordability, habitability, accessibility, location, and cultural adequacy. And so my request, Mr. Chairperson, through you to member states, is that these elements of adequate housing be carefully considered and integrated into this declaration, given the fundamental importance to adequate housing, to health, education, decent work, employability, employment, and of course, the dignity of people of African descent. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.